Well, hey guys, good morning. And it is day 14 of our fast. How are you guys doing? It's just been an amazing journey. I know for me, and I've heard so many of your stories, how God is moving in such a deep way in your life. You know, I want to start our time this morning together with just a little tip. So somebody called me the other day and they said, Tammy, if I tell someone I'm fasting, is that boasting? I mean, where's the line between talking about fasting, discussing fasting, or just staying quiet, like it says in Matthew 6 that we're not supposed to tell people we're fasting? So let me tell you, it actually is the motive of your heart. I actually think it's a great opportunity for you to tell people you're fasting. If you're on a lunch date and you're out with friends and you're abstaining from certain foods or you're not eating lunch at all and someone asks you, why aren't you eating? It's a wonderful opportunity to share your fast, to share your testimony, to share how you're believing God to do great and supernatural things. So there's nothing wrong with sharing that you're fasting. Again, it comes down to the motive of your heart. And that's why Jesus addressed the disciples in Matthew 6. Because they were putting on an air of arrogance and piety, and that's what God doesn't want you to do. But make sure that you use every opportunity you have to share your testimony. I believe that we don't share what God's doing in our life enough. I think every day you should be sharing what God's doing, the good things, the deep things, the blessings. So use this as an opportunity to share with others about your fast. Well, today we're going to talk about a really great name that you're going to really enjoy, and it might be new to you. It might be a name that you've never heard before, but the name is Dia. We're looking at El Dia, the God of knowledge. Did you know that God is all-knowing, that He's omniscient, that He's omnipresent, that He knows everything and He is everywhere all the time? What I want you to press in today in our fast together is understanding that God knows the beginning from the end. Nothing takes Him by surprise. Nothing is new to Him. He is all-knowing. He is El Dia. We pick up our story today with the story of Hannah. Now, it's really cool that Hannah actually was able to meet God in two different names. Do you remember yesterday we talked about Hannah and how she actually had an encounter with El Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, that she actually had an encounter with this army of angels? And it's so beautiful that the Lord leads that army of angels. He is our host of angels. So she had that encounter in her prayer time, but today she's going to even go deeper in the names of God because she's going to encounter El Dia, the God of knowledge. Do you remember our story about Hannah? Do you remember that she could not conceive, she could not have a child? And her husband, Elkanah's other wife, Peninnah, was able to have multiple children. And there was this jealousy, this rivalry. The other wife literally was her adversary. She made fun of her. She put her in a bad position that she was not able to conceive and have children. And Hannah's heart was broken. You remember yesterday we talked about how she went to the temple and she began to pray. Now I want you to hear something and make sure when you read the Word of God that you take the time to read the passage, because the Bible tells us that there was so much burden in her soul, that her heart was so broken, that she was pouring out her heart and her cry to God, but she wasn't using words. It was everything from the inside coming out, because remember the prophet Elijah comes and he says, Eli comes and he says, "Woman, what are you doing? Are you drunk at this early hour?" Because he didn't hear words coming out of her, but he saw her lips moving. Her prayer was so deep as she was coming to God that the prophet Eli goes, "What are you doing?" And she says, "My heart is broken. I cannot conceive." But he saw in her everything that was believing God for a supernatural, real, spiritual encounter. And he looks at her and he says, "God has heard your prayer. God is going to give you the request of your heart." Now listen, that's that all-knowing El Dia God. Every time you pray, when you have a burden, you have a request, you have a need, you have a desire, El Dia hears you. The God of knowledge hears you. And we pick up the story today with Hannah because she's coming and she's having this encounter with God. And we actually read about it in chapter 2. We read that she's having this moment with El Dia and he comes to her and he says, "I have heard your request." And I want you to know that God knows your pain. God knows your sorrow. He knows before you speak. God is the God of knowledge. He is there in the beginning and the end, and he knows all of this about Hannah. So I want you to take a moment. I really would like you today to go back and to read 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel. I want you to see the progression as God gives her this child. She promises to give this child back to God, and it's who we end up knowing is Samuel, the prophet that God used in a mighty way, because God in his foreknowledge, God is in his understanding of the heart cry of this mother, gave her a child, and this child she gave back to God. I want you to stop right now and begin to ask Eldia, God of knowledge, God, show me the desires of my heart. God, I trust you. I believe you. I call out your name. Now, what I want to do right now is I want to take a moment, our time together, and I want to encourage you to go back and continue to rehearse these names of God. Make them part of your prayer. You know, in the back of our book together, I actually have a little quiz for you to kind of test your knowledge and see how much you've retained from the names of God. You know, guys, this isn't just a 21-day fast that we're doing as a church. This isn't just an introduction to the names of God. What I really hope for you is that you will begin to memorize these names, that you will have encounters with the character of God, with the attributes of God, that you begin to call on his name, Adonai, El Elyon, El Shaddai, Yahweh, Jehovah, that you will call God's name in his characteristic, that you'll go deep in your prayer with him. That's why we memorize and study and learn the names of God. So I want you to begin to think about Eldia, this name of God. You know, in our fasting focus for today, and I want you to understand that, as we mentioned, every day is a different fasting focus, and that I really want you to concentrate over those 24 hours on that fasting focus. But today our fasting focus is for wisdom and knowledge. You know, Eldia, the God of all knowledge, gives us wisdom and knowledge. If you've been a part of any of the videos or part of the ministry that I have with Women of Influence, you've heard me talk about every day on my prayer walk, I ask God for insight, wisdom, and revelation. I literally pray and I say, God, give me insight to see what's happening. Give me wisdom to know how to discern. Give me supernatural revelation for what is coming. If you don't begin to speak to God prophetically, if you don't begin to speak to God with what you want him to show you, you will stay, listen to me, you will stay in your present circumstances. I am so speaking forward what I'm believing God for. There's something I'm asking God for that I've been praying for several months. And I so see it finished. I so see it answered. I so see it complete that I'm actually now not only calling it forth, but I'm seeing it done. See, that's what faith is. So today in our fasting focus, you're going to begin to ask God for wisdom and knowledge. Listen, God, give me wisdom to see what you have. Give me knowledge. Open up my eyes and my understanding. In our story today in Daniel, we find a wonderful story. Now, many of you have shared with me that you're on the Daniel fast. And they've said to me that this is a really hard fast. I will tell you, I did the Daniel fast a couple years ago, and it is a difficult fast. But I'm telling you, when you read through the book of Daniel, we see him fasting in chapter 1 and in chapter 10. He's abstaining from wine and meat and breads. He doesn't want to eat the fine foods of the king. He's trying to show that he literally will eat the vegetables and the fruits, and that he's trying to just purify himself before God. Now listen, what I want you to understand, I want you to go a little bit deeper in the book of Daniel than just the Daniel fast. Do you know that Daniel was chosen by the king? Because he was a man of character, because he was a man of content. There was something about him. So what had happened was Babylon had gone in and taken in Israel. They had taken him captive, and they pulled in the finest of the young men, the men that had knowledge and understanding and wisdom. And they pulled these young men in. Some of them you may know were, you remember the story of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, those also were the men that God pulled in. Now listen, they were in captivity for 70 years. 70 years. And Daniel was under four different kings during this reign of 70 years of captivity. 70 years he had to lead the people in a prophetic way. He stayed a man of character, of wisdom, and knowledge. Let me ask you right now, while you're fasting today, ask God to give you a stability in your own life. I was praying the other day and I said, God, I want to be a woman of character for the rest of my days. I want to be a woman of conviction for the rest of my days. Character and conviction. If you start praying over your life and your destiny, God will take you there. So as we look at this passage, look what Daniel said in chapter 9. Then I set my face toward the Lord to make my request in prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth. He came and he was broken for the people. They had rebelled. They were filled with arrogance and pride and anger. And this man of character and content that we talked about, he prayed and he interceded. This was his personal fast. Let me ask you, how personal is your fast? Is this something that you're doing because you want to go deeper with God? I'm asking you right now, and I'm telling you, it's funny. I woke up this morning and I was putting on some praise music, and I had this real tender heart this morning. Like, I got emotional listening to a couple songs, and I'm like, God, why am I so emotional today? And I realized that my fast is making me a little more aware of the presence of God, a little more tender in my spirit. I really don't want to walk in the ways of the world. I'm trying to separate myself. I'm going to tell you what, I've really been careful on my fast to not put myself in a place where I would be tested with people that might make me aggravated or agitated. I'm trying to put a watch guard around myself because I know that this is a spiritual encounter I'm having with God. So I'm watching where I go and what I do. I'm guarding my time. I'm spending more time in prayer and worship because, listen, I'm asking God for breakthrough. I'm asking God for miracles and healing and revival. This is a spiritual encounter. This is a spiritual exercise I'm having with God. So I want you to take this time very seriously. And today, when we talk about El Día, the God of knowledge, when we talk about asking God for wisdom and knowledge, this is a very supernatural, spiritual encounter we want to have with God. So I want us to pray together in our closing. Take the next 24 hours, and maybe you can feel it in my voice. You can just sense it. I feel very, maybe weak. I'm just kind of being vulnerable in our videos together. I feel a little weak. I feel a little sensitive. And I think what God's trying to show me is he's trying to break down my flesh, and he's trying to fill me with his spirit. And I believe he wants to do that for all of us on this corporate fast. So let's close today in our prayer together to El Día. El Día, I acknowledge that you are the all-knowing God. Thank you for your protection and your watch care over my life. Teach me to trust your plans and your purpose on my daily journey. In Jesus' name. Amen. Can you say that today? Can you yield and surrender your life, your day, your desires, and your plans to God? He is the all-knowing, all-sufficient, all-gracious, all-loving God. Press in to El Día today. Have a great day. I'll see you guys in the morning. God bless.